This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Just going to 11:15, you're listening to the Monday Morning Mix here on Vectis Radio with me, Andy Knight. And on the other end of the line, I hope, and I'm delighted if he's still there, it's Mark Grimes. Very good morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Andy.
Oh, you are there. Splendid fellow. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, Mark, the White Brainy Bunch. And before we get into more detail about yourself and the White Brainy Bunch, which is a fabulous charity that you started with your wife, Catherine, to raise funds for brain tumour research, of course. And you're an island man, but you've recovering from the Great South Run, I believe.
Yeah, recovery's coming on quite well. I've been fighting a cold and flu-like symptoms for the last week. I've been dosed up, so now I've done the run, I've stopped, and it's all come out this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
So I might sound a little bit bunged up, but apart from that, we're doing well.
Excellent. Well, very, very well done for taking part in that. Was it well attended? I mean, the conditions weren't too bad, I guess, were they?
No, last year was perfect conditions. This year was pretty much perfect. There was a little bit of a breeze, but more importantly, the last 2 miles on South Sea Seafront were... The wind was behind us, so we had a good bit of wind pushing us back for the last 2 miles.
Excellent. Just what you need. So those people out there listening in this morning who may be feeling a bit snuffly and a little bit sad for themselves, just bear in mind that Mark, bless him, despite flu, has been doing the Great South Run. But anyway, the White Brainy Bunch, Mark.
Yep.
Now, you're an island guy, firefighter on the island here previously.
And
if I understand correctly, because the whole point of the White Brainy Bunch is to raise awareness and to raise funds for brain tumour research for sufferers here on the island in particular. Now, if we can go back, if I may, if you don't mind me asking, Mark, I mean, we're going back to early last year, the beginning of the year before last, 2015, and you were suffering from what I believe you termed funny turns.
I mean, that goes back to probably August of 2014.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
I started having these kind of funny turns. My eyes went a bit funny, almost my vision went a bit blurred. And it happened 2 or 3 times. I didn't really think a great deal of it, because the first time I'd been sat in the sun all day in Tenerife, so I ignored it. And then I told my wife it was happening, and then about the 3rd or 4th time that it happened, she tried to ask me questions, and I just couldn't talk, Andy. I couldn't get any of my words
really?
Out at all.
Gosh.
So that's when it kind of got a little bit, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Typical man, didn't go to the doctor.
Happened
a few more times. I eventually went in December. They checked me out, they asked me to come back. At the end of December, it happened again. And in this time, they were becoming more and more regular. It wasn't like once a month. It ended up being twice, 3 times a month. I was checked out at the doctor's, and I was sent to St. Mary's. I was booked in for various tests. One of them was obviously a CT scan of my head. That was booked on my birthday of last year, 24th February. So I had the scan, and I was in. I had the horrible phone call like a day later. It's never good when you get a phone back the day later. To go and be results. So I went in, and on the Friday, I was given the results. I had a brain tumour on the right side of my head.
Wow.
Because the Isle of Wight doesn't have a neurological specialist, you get sent over to Southampton General, the Wessex Neurological Centre. I met the team of surgeons over there. I had another scan over there. He gave me the news that the tumour that I thought I had was actually bigger than I thought, so it wasn't as great. And then I was in for surgery within about 6 weeks in April of last year.
Wow.
20th of April, I had surgery last year, yeah.
And how have you been getting on since then, Mark?
I don't like to call myself lucky. I think I'm probably more fortunate, because I've actually met people that have got the same type of tumour. There's over 120 different types of tumour you can get. And some of the people, they really don't have the same life anymore. I've been quite fortunate. I came out of it, and within 3 weeks of having surgery, my wife dragged me out for a run.
Wow.
And I've managed to get back to work and life and some form of normality reasonably quickly.
Well, that's, I mean, obviously, being a firefighter, as you were, Mark, and being a runner and a fit young man, that must perhaps have helped you in the speed, the extraordinary speed of your recovery, really. I mean, to get back to the level you're at now, certainly.
And quite a bit of stubbornness as well, Andy.
Sure.
I'm not one to be beaten. I'm not one to sit around and do nothing. Like I say, within 3 weeks, well, my wife went for a run without me, actually. And I said to her, so you ain't never doing that again. My trainers were dusted off and we was out running. But yeah, I like to keep myself reasonably fit. Like I say, the fire service and the job sort of almost demands to be
of course.
I've always been a runner. If you ask my mum, she'd say I've been running since I could walk. I've run through school, I've run for hobbies. I did the New York Marathon in 2008. I've always done running. I'm not very good at anything else, like sport-wise. Running's my thing.
Sure.
So, yeah, the course that helps, yeah. Mental strength and physical being fit does make a big difference.
Well, it's an extraordinary story, Mark. It really is. And, of course, then, at that time, for reasons that we'll go into in a second, but you and your wife, Catherine, started the White Brainy Bunch, which is a brilliant name. I don't know which one of you came up with it, but it's a wonderful name.
It's kind of... a bit of a throw. If you go to the Brain Tumor Charity, they have a bunch of runners.
Oh, right.
And when I did the marathon this year with them, they call them the Brainy Bunch.
Oh, okay.
So we took a bit of that, really. We are affiliated to the Brain Tumor Charity, so all the work we do, they basically give us the okay to do. We can use their logo. So we kind of attach them in a way. But the main reason for the charity, and it's not so much for the research on the island, because the Brain Tumor Charity did the research.
Oh, right.
The thing we found after my surgery is you get sent home. I mean, my wife said, she put it like, when you have a baby, they send you home with this baby, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I had surgery, I left the hospital in Southampton, they send you home on the boat, and unfortunately, on the Isle of Wight, there was nothing. There are no support groups that are actually on the island.
No active. Backup at all here on the island?
No, really. They said to me, you get this big, great big wound on your head that they've done surgery with, and they said to me, if anything happens to that wound, if it starts to look, if it starts to leak, don't go to St. Mary's, come back to us in Southampton. But do you know how far it is to the island? It's not very far, but how long it takes to get there. There's no specialist advice on the island. There is no support groups. So that's what we did, because I had no support.
Sure.
So we thought, unfortunately, there's a big call on the island. There's a lot of people, now I know, about brain tumours. There's a lot of people out there that have either had them, they know someone that suffered from them. I think when you have these sorts of things, you become more sensitive to it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Everywhere you look, every TV programme you watch, EastEnders, Casualty, there's someone on there with a brain tumour.
Sure.
I watched Stand Up A Cancer on the other night at home, and I think the majority of the stories on there were brain tumours.
You know? But you say that, Mark, and from your own research that I've been reading on your excellent website, I have to say it's a very, very good website, and I do recommend people to it, the White Brainy Bunch. Search for that, and you'll find all sorts of information. But I was astonished to read that the number of people diagnosed with brain tumours, under 40-year-old adults and children alike, it kills more people in that sort of age range, from children up to sort of 40 in particular, than many other much more, shall we say, more well-known, more types of cancer that we're familiar with. And yet, there's only about, I think you say, up to 2% of the national spend on research. And I don't think that I personally was aware of quite what the level of problem that it was. I had no idea that it affected more people than most other types of cancer.
Yeah. Some of the statistics will say that it kills more people than any other cancer under 40. Like you say, it's if you've got like breast cancer or testicular cancer, lung cancer, they're sort of cancers that everybody's ever heard of. They're quite big in the media. They get a lot of research, and rightfully so.
Yes, of course.
But brain tumours, they kind of go under the radar a little bit.
Well, I mean, all the efforts that you've made, you and your wife, as the White Brainy Bunch, over the past year and a half or so. I mean, you've raised an extraordinary amount of money, and continuing obviously to do so with your running and so on. I mean, I think it's over 20 grand now, isn't it?
It is now. We've got a chart on the website, and it's just tipped over 20,000.
That's amazing.
And the Brainy Bunch, the White Brainy Bunch team yesterday for the Great South Run, they've raised plenty of money as well.
Sure.
And what we're doing now, I mean, that 20,000, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of money. But last year, a lot of our money and raising went to the Brain Tumor Charity.
Sure, of course.
Because it was my first year.
Yeah.
But from that 10,000 upwards, it's all what we've done for everybody else as well. And now, having the White Brainy Bunch as a small charity, we're trying to keep that money on the island, or some of that money on the island.
So how's that going to translate into support here on the island for people with that condition, Mark?
Yeah, like I said, travelling backwards and forwards to Southampton is not an easy thing to do. You know, the links aren't great sometimes. It's very expensive. If you go backwards and forwards for any sort of cancer treatments in Southampton, whether it's chemotherapy, research, checkups, it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're working people and you've got full-time jobs, you don't get any help from anybody. Some people do, rightfully so. If they require the benefits, they'll get help. But me and my wife, we both work full-time. There is no help. You know, it's a £40 trip every day.
Sure.
If you're going backwards and forwards. So we've been fortunate enough so far this year to actually help pay for some people's transport.
Backwards
and forwards hospital. If there's, we know of certain people on the island who are going through this for their family and young people, if there's certain things they may need to help them deal with the whole situation a bit easier, then we can buy those sort of things for them. It's a bit of a, whatever you want, we can try and do for you.
So it's really tailored to the personal needs of those people who you're in touch with. And do you have, is it just the website? I mean, is there any sort of meeting arrangements where people with the condition that you have suffered, so clearly you've described to us, where people can get together and just be a support group for each other?
Yeah, like I said earlier, that was one of the main things, is there's no support groups. So that's what we did, is we set up a support group, and we do it at the Wessex Cancer Trust.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every month, the last Tuesday of the month, and it's six till 7 o'clock in the Wessex Cancer Trust, which at the moment is in it's on Lugley Street at the moment.
Oh yes. Yeah.
I think they are due to move at some point in the next year, but it will always be at the Wessex Cancer Trust, the last Tuesday of the month, 6 till 7.
Mm.
If it goes on till longer, it goes on for longer. We've had a lot of people. It hasn't just been people who are going through them themselves and their own conditions. It can be family members that are finding it difficult to deal with the situation.
Yeah, of course.
Just some advice.
Yeah. So it's a real focal point for people here on the island that didn't exist before, and you've really just kind of grasped the nettle, as it were, and with your laudable stubbornness that you described earlier, you have made a difference, which is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it's really quite nice now. I mean, we've been running that since earlier in the year, and now we are able to actually help people. We've raised enough money to be able to make a difference.
Yeah.
Just paying for somebody's travel, you know, or there was a husband and wife, and just take around a bunch of flowers and a cake for them.
Sure. Fabulous.
It's really, really small things, but it makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's just an extraordinary story, Mark. It really is. And your inspiration, the way you talk about it, I can hear the energy in your voice. And clearly, you are a man to be reckoned with when it comes to sorting stuff out. So, you know, tremendous. And talking of fundraising, I'm going to just row this one into the discussion, because not so much as a plug for us, but certainly for you. Well, coming on Friday evening, and in fact, I've got an advert coming up for it a little later in this hour, but we're running the big charity music quiz at West White Social Club in Freshwater, and that is all in aid of raising more funds for your hugely worthy cause of the White Brainy Bunch. And
really
of course,
grateful.
No, not at all. It's our absolute pleasure. I myself am delighted to be hosting it with you, and look forward to seeing you on Friday evening. And I will be giving out more details for people who reckon they're a bit of a pop music buff who want to get along and strut their funky stuff and show all their knowledge off. So it's going to be a great evening for a great cause on Friday, and I'll give more details out on that one later. But in terms of details, Mark, can you just acquaint us with the website and any contact details that people who maybe are unaware of your existence and would like some more information and maybe can tap into it?
Absolutely, yeah. As you mentioned earlier, the website is www.thewhitebrainybunch.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
If you search on Google, it's one of the top searches you come to.
Okay.
There's a contact us section on there with an email address and my wife's personal telephone number.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. There's posters around the island. There's some in the hospitals, in the doctor's surgeries. A lot of the schools have information from us now. So there are lots of ways to get in touch with us as well. Yeah,
that's wonderful, wonderful. Well, Mark, it's an absolute pleasure and a real inspiration to talk to you. I mean, it's been one heck of a journey for you personally, as you've described. It really, really has. And we wish you all the very best for a continued successful journey.
Thank you,
it doesn't sound like you're a man to mess with when it comes to anything beginning with the big C. So we wish you the very best of luck with that, and well done, congratulations on all the funds you've raised, and I know a lot more to come yet to support people here on the island.
Lots of things in the pipeline.
Lots of things. Well, hopefully you'll keep in touch and you'll keep us updated on what's happening. And in terms of this interview, this chat that we're having now, Mark, this will be edited into a podcast, and you're very welcome to link to it from your website and use it to promote your cause. And as I say, I will look forward to meeting you in person on Friday evening at the Social Club in Freshwater. We'll have a great evening and raise loads more money for you there. So, Mark Grimes from the White Brainy Bunch, thank you so much for chatting to us today, and the very, very best of luck to you.
And thanks for your time and your support, Pat.
Not at all. Absolute pleasure. www.vectisradio.com